Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Arcadian Genesis, Alex Hunter, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. The villagers had been out on the tundra for 3 days now. Already their sleds held a few long mammoth tusks that were the color of petrified wood. They would easily sell to dealers who visited the village every 2 months to pick over anything interesting. The warming climate had been fortuitous for the villagers, as in summer. Ground that used to be covered over in snow, or at least so frozen solid to be impossible to penetrate, was now accessible with picks and shovels, and some finds were to be made right on the surface. Ever since the complete baby mammoth had been found a few years back, it had created a storm of interest from the city people. It had also made the Marmaluk family very rich and changed the foraging objectives of the village forever. Yamuk's small group were out in the beginning of another warm summer when the temperature had improved from its below 0 degrees and there were no biting winds, snow, and ground that was like rock. New discoveries were there to be found, but the downside was that the blackflies were now hatching, and a day exposed to them meant a lot of torment from their blood-sucking bites. It was midday when they came to the long, dried riverbank, and the man stopped the group and looked along the edge of the exposed uplift. It was a good spot, as it meant that they could burrow in horizontally rather than try and dig downwards. He scanned the wall of earth that ran for several hundred yards and saw that there were scattered shards of white and brown bone in the riverbed. The ancient waterway, now long vanished, had cut into the soil and done some of their work for them. But the trick was knowing where to dig. Much energy was expended on the excavation, and sometimes luck was needed, because for all they knew, they might spend days digging in one place and never know that just a shovel load to the left or right of them was a magnificent fossil. He walked the edge for a dozen feet and felt a tingling sensation on his scalp. It was a sign.
"Here!"
he pointed, and the team immediately began to unload their gear and start a fire to brew their strong and sweet tea.